Let's get it on right now.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Rockcast. I am your host, Monty Colvin.
Rock on, dude!
Thanks so much for joining me, and you're not going to regret it because this is going to be a good one. And why is it going to be so good, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you why, because today is the fifth annual Top 10 Playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's right. You've been sending me your lists all year long, and now it's time for me to crown a champion.
Playoffs?
Past winners have included Brady Jennings, Matt in St. Louis, and two-time champion John Huff in Canada. But fortunately for everyone who entered this year, John Huff did not even submit a list.
The audacity!
Yeah, so since he did not defend his title, the field is virtually wide open. I'm not sure if John just decided to give everyone else a chance or what, but since John did not send me a list, this could be anybody's for the taking. And I got so many great lists this year that I have expanded the tournament to a Sweet 16.
Wow.
And much like the NCAA tournament, I have broken it down into brackets. And I'll eventually break it down to a Final Four, and then the Final Two will face off in the championship.
All you gotta do is have an IQ above room temperature to understand this.
The rules are very simple. I base everything on originality, how much thought and effort you put into your list, and whether I like it or not.
That's not fair.
So with that in mind, let's get it going.
If you're gonna do it, just do it!
Now, first of all, I want to thank everyone who sent in a list, and if for some reason I didn't read your list, well, I'm sorry. Maybe I can get to it in the coming year. I also had a few honorable mentions that didn't quite make the cut this season, and they would be Keith Deering with his most underrated bass players, Jeff Koons with his top 10 songs of 2013, Jeffrey Elliott with his top 10 concerts he's witnessed, and Donald with the top 10 albums to die for. Those were all great, but they fell just a little bit short.
Yeah, just a shame.
However, what about those lists that did make the cut?
What are you waiting on?
Well, the first two contestants going up against each other are Rodney in Memphis facing off against Mr. Rick Mester. Rodney's list was things he loves about Thanksgiving, and Rick's was 10 concerts he did not get to see.
What does that mean?
Now, Rodney's list included things like turkey, football, and listening to the Rockcast. But Rick, on the other hand, never got to see Saigon Kick, Alice in Chains with Layne Staley, or Queen. Obviously, they were both good lists, and Rick got extra points for his being an MP3. However, at number one on Rodney's list was Sausage Balls. And so, therefore, Rodney moves on to the second round.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I liked your list a lot, Rick, and I appreciate the effort. But let's face it, anytime I get to say the words sausage balls, well, that's going to be a list that is hard to beat.
I believe that's very valid.
The next matchup in bracket number one is between Paul Morgan with his list of favorite live albums of all time, going up against Keith Deering with his things that suck about going to concerts. While Keith had things on his list like high ticket prices and a-holes trying to sneak to the front, Paul had Thin Lizzy's album Live and Dangerous at number one, And Paul also sent me a very kind donation this past year. And so, therefore, Paul Morgan moves on to the second round.
Somebody's got to call shenanigans on this.
In bracket number two, we have Phil Robinson from Memphis with his songs about how effed up the music industry is with Machine Fish Suite by Galactic Cowboys at number one.
That would not be my first choice.
His opponent is Michael McCollum in Ohio with his favorite TV shows of all time that included The Partridge Family, Batman, and Married with Children.
Oh, that was good.
Now, this is a very even matchup, and I do love Phil, and I loved his list. But I have to admit that I like it when people send me lists that don't have to do with music. And so, being that Michael's was about TV, I'm going to give him the edge, and he moves on to the second round.
Yeah! Woo!
The other matchup in bracket number two is between Greg Skipton with his top 10 douche rock bands facing off against Brian Krueger and his top 10 rock album covers. And that was a cool idea, Brian, but sometimes it's hard to visualize what you're talking about when it comes to album covers, so I'm going to have to give this one to Greg Skipton with the douche rock.
Well, slap my head and call me silly. We are kicking some ass.
Now, in bracket number three, we have Adam Whitaker in the UK with 10 songs that are so good they make him hate the radio, going up against Jimmy G in Chicago with Things He Is Thinking About. And while Adam had cool songs like I Wanna Go Where the People Go by the Wild Hearts and Fixation on the Dark by Killswitch Engage, Jimmy G's list had lots of questions in it that gave me a lot to talk about. So Jimmy G moves on.
You and I both know that's crapola.
The other matchup in bracket three is between Ryan Kellison with fictitious heavy metal band names against Wayne Simmons in the UK with rock stars who look good for their age. Ryan came up with fictitious band names like Zone of Criterion, Transit Glitch, and Septic Denial.
That is scary, people!
However, Wayne thinks rock stars like David Bowie, Joan Jett, and Monty Colvin look good for their age, so Wayne moves on.
I can't believe it!
Yeah, I'll have to admit that that's a bit of an upset, because in past years, Ryan, that list would have put you into the finals. But this year, the competition is fierce.
This is beyond pointless, and it is almost beyond stupid.
Moving on to bracket number four, the first matchup is between Gary in Baltimore and Mr. David Whiteman.
The new face of evil.
Gary put a lot of effort into his list by making an MP3 of his favorite drum intros, while Mr. David Whiteman sent me a list of his least favorite Galactic Cowboy songs. David listed GC songs like Through, Shine, Young Man's Dream, Ordinary, and Easy to Love. Oh, hey, I wrote Easy to Love. Gary moves on to the next round.
I could not have seen this coming.
The final matchup of the Sweet 16 is Alex Barlow and the albums he has been listening to, and Ryan Sessions with his favorite Seinfeld side characters.
Oh, yeah!
Now, obviously, you know I love Seinfeld. I've been a big fan for years. And I loved your list, Ryan. You had people like Putty and the Soup Nazi on there. But as John Huff in Canada pointed out, you left off one of the greatest of all time, Bookman, the library cop.
Oh, of course.
So Alex Barlow makes a huge comeback, and Ryan misses at the buzzer, and Alex Barlow moves on.
Yay!
Oh, that was exciting.
No, it wasn't.
So that's going to do it for round one, but before I move on to round two, I got an email from Greg Skipton, and he said, "Hey, Monty, have you heard the new song by Metallica called Lords of Summer? If so, what do you think?" Well, yeah, of course I know about the new Metallica song, Greg. I scour the internet almost every day looking for new stuff. I try to keep abreast of all things rock and metal. And I know about the new Metallica song because you wrote and told me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had no idea this was even out there, but apparently it's a new demo by Metallica called Lords of Summer. Let's check it out. Okay, well, kind of a long intro, but I like that riff. That's cool. Reminds me of Garage Days Revisited. It's raw and sounds kind of live. And I really don't know, but I'm guessing they'll probably re-record this, maybe?
Could be.
I kind of hope so, anyway, because the guitars don't really strike me as being all that heavy. As far as the song goes, will I want to listen to this over and over? Probably not. I'm already kind of tired of it.
Boring!
This thing lasts 8 minutes, and at 4 minutes, it already seems too long. So, I don't know. I hate to be like everybody else and just bust on Metallica. But if this is what we've got to look forward to on their next CD, I say, Metallica, take your time. There is no hurry whatsoever.
Coming, winter's here. Lords of summer have returned.
All right, let's get back to the top 10 playoffs and round number two.
We don't want this.
We're down to the final eight, and in bracket number one, we've got Paul Morgan against Rodney in Memphis. And of course, Paul brought it strong with his favorite live albums, but Rodney brings it even stronger with his favorite things about Thanksgiving and his sausage balls.
They're enormous.
Yeah, and not to mention, not that it matters, but Rodney also bought a couple of paintings from me this year, so Rodney moves on. And I'm sorry, Paul, but congratulations for making it this far.
Do you feel cheated or robbed at all?
In bracket number two of the quarterfinals, we've got Michael in Ohio with his favorite TV shows of all time against Greg Skipton and the top 10 douche rock bands of all time.
Huh?
Now, what is douche rock? Well, it's something that Jimmy Jeff would listen to. Like Seether, Hender, and Three Doors Down, all of which were on Greg's list. And even though I love Michael's list of TV shows, Greg slips by and makes his way to the semifinals.
Woo! Boy, I'm feeling good right now!
So congratulations, Greg, and I'm sorry, Michael, you didn't quite make it this year, but you are still my evil twin. In fact, my wife Lindsay told me that when she saw your picture, she thought we looked so much alike that she was almost attracted to you. But that's neither here nor there, so let's move on to the next bracket where we have Jimmy G in Chicago squaring off against Wayne Simmons in the UK. And this is a really tough one because I love both of these guys and both of these lists, but only one person can move on. Of course, you've got Wayne with his top 10 rock stars who look good for their age. And then you've got Jimmy G with his random things he is thinking about.
Oh, like what?
Things like Las Vegas, Obama, and my crunchy album Loserville. I mean, who wouldn't want to think about the crunchy Loserville album? So therefore, Jimmy G wins it and moves on.
Unbelievable!
And finally, in the final quarterfinal, we've got Alex Barlow and the albums he has been listening to against Gary in Baltimore with the best drum intros. And this is another tough one because Gary made the MP3 and he showed a lot of enthusiasm and he had great people on his list like Mike Portnoy and Charlie Benante from Anthrax. But Gary, how could you leave this one off? Yeah, that's Rod Lincoln on the song Everything Breaks Down by Crunchy.
I've never heard of it.
So, Gary, how could you leave that off your list, man?
Gary is a very weird guy.
So, I'm sorry, man. Alex Barlow moves on to the semifinals.
This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
So, we have got a final four, and it is Alex Barlow, Rodney in Memphis, Jimmy G, and Greg Skipton. Who will be the new top 10 champion? You will find out shortly. Now, I know a lot of you have just been dying to know what's on TV. Well, I'm glad you asked. As a matter of fact, quite a bit. For instance, Dancing with the Stars just started a new season.
Ugh.
And this year it's got huge celebrities like Meryl Davis, NeNe Leakes, James Maslow, Charlie White. And feel free to stop me if you recognize any of these names.
I don't.
Like usual, it's C-list celebrities and has-beens trying to dance. And this year they've really scraped the bottom of the barrel. The people you've actually heard of have no chance of winning, like Drew Carey or Billy Dee Williams. And there's even one contestant who has artificial legs. So I would suggest just skipping Dancing with the Stars unless you're completely whipped like myself, in which I would say just go ahead and watch it with your wife.
Pussy boy.
However, I don't care how big a wuss I am, nobody's gonna make me watch the new late night show with Seth Meyers. God, do I hate that guy. I don't know how he got a show. He sucked on Saturday Night Live, and I'm not going to watch him now. Unless there's a part of the show where he repeatedly gets punched in the face. Now that I would watch.
Really enjoyable.
And speaking of Saturday Night Live, once again this season, not very good. I rarely laugh, and unless you're a trendy, hipper-than-thou musical act with acoustic guitars, you are not getting on. In fact, a few weeks ago, they had Beck on there. Remember him?
No.
For me, I guess he's okay in small doses, but who decided that Beck was a musical genius? Am I missing something, or is it like the Radiohead thing where everybody just stands around going, I love Radiohead, don't you? Oh yeah, I love Radiohead.
They're brilliant.
But whatever, if you've got cable and a lot of time on your hands, you might end up watching something called It Only Hurts When I Laugh.
Ha ha ha.
It's basically one of those funniest home video shows. And I'm not sure why we find this entertaining, but it's mostly people falling down and sustaining serious injuries and concussions. Oh yeah, it's hilarious. Every time I see a 13-year-old crack his skull open trying to ride a skateboard, it just cracks me up.
It's absolutely hysterical.
Nothing like spinal cord injuries and compound fractures. It's fun for the whole family.
A joy to watch.
And if you like shows about nature and surviving the elements, well, you might like Naked and Afraid.
Say what?
Believe it or not, it's a reality show where they take one woman and one man, throw them out into a desert completely naked, and say, we'll be back to pick you up in 3 weeks. If they can survive for 21 days, then they get a free t-shirt or something. I don't remember. But it doesn't really matter, because the main thing is they are naked.
I find this offensive.
Of course, they blur out all the private parts, but you do get to see a lot of bare ass.
Yeah!
And I know that sounds really sexy and everything, but it's not. Because after a few days, these people are completely filthy dirty. They're starving, dehydrated, and after a couple of weeks, they've lost about 50 pounds each. But I did find it kind of interesting, and I may watch it again. And that, my friends, is What's on TV. Returning now to the top 10 playoffs, and we are now down to the final four. And the first matchup is between Rodney in Memphis, and he's going up against Alex Barlow, who lives in the UK. And just to remind you, Rodney has kind of just ridden all the way through this competition on the strength of his sausage balls.
Nice.
And sure, there were other things on his top 10 things he liked about Thanksgiving, like football and leftovers. But so far, the sausage balls have proven unstoppable.
They're kind of scary.
However, it was about 1 year ago when Alex sent me an MP3 of his top 10 albums that he's been listening to, and it sounded something like this.
Okay, number one on my list of albums I am listening to at the moment is Anthems of Rebellion by Arch Enemy. Oh yeah. Give me a solo. Nice. So, there it is. My top 10 of albums I am listening to at the moment. Bye-bye for now.
Well, Alex, that was not only awesome, but it was unique, and you had stuff on your list that completely rocked. And for those reasons, Alex, you have defeated Rodney in Memphis and his sausage balls and will proceed to the final. Congratulations, Alex. Now, in the second matchup of the Final Four, we have Jimmy G from Chicago against Greg Skipton from Texas. Greg's list of top 10 douche rock bands included Five Finger Death Punch, Shine Down, Theory of a Dead Man, Papa Roach, and at number one was Nickelback. It was a great list, and may I add, very douchey.
I heard that.
However, Jimmy G's list of random things he was thinking about included the question, Monty, have you written any country tunes? To which I responded, no, Jimmy, I haven't.
Good answer.
But it's that kind of imaginative thinking that is going to put Jimmy G into the final against Alex Barlow. So it's all set, and either Jimmy G or Greg Skipton is going to win an amazing prize package.
The prize package that you're playing for is spectacular.
Before we find out who the new top 10 champion is, let's gather the family around the computer and take a listen to what's on my iPod. I'm going to hit shuffle on the old iPod, and you know me, you never know what's going to pop up.
Weird stuff.
And let's start out with a couple of clips off the new CD by Steel Panther, All You Can Eat. Panther is really popular here in Kansas City, and I think the reason they're popular is because the people in Kansas City are still stuck in the 80s.
Yeah!
They still love all that hair metal stuff like Rat and Poison and Bon Jovi and Motley Crue. But the reason I like Steel Panther is because, to me, they're making fun of all that stuff. And they also just happen to be a really great band. The songs are really well done, really catchy, and the lyrics are hilarious. They're also extremely vulgar.
Positively filthy.
For that reason, they may never get much airplay. But if you're a person who doesn't get too offended at a little raunchy humor, you might want to check out the new Steel Panther. On the complete opposite end of Steel Panther is the new one by Christian metal band Demon Hunter.
Jesus! Oh!
And I gotta say, I've never been a fan. I didn't really like their last album. And when I got this new one, I was kind of prepared to hate it.
You're a sinner. You're going to hell.
But after listening to it a couple of times, I'm still not blown away. But there are a couple of songs that are pretty good.
Revelation!
I guess you'd consider this nu metal. There's a certain amount of growling vocals on here. But there's also a lot of melody, and they kind of remind me of Killswitch Engage or this band called Cold. However, on the negative side, they do remind me of stuff that I don't care for, like Five Finger Death Punch. However, if you're a Christian and you want to listen to the douche rock, but you're afraid God's going to hate you if you do, well, then just listen to some Demon Hunter. Okay, so check this out. A few weeks ago, Lindsay and I took a trip to Lubbock, Texas. And I drove all the way there and back, and it was something crazy, like 30 hours round trip. But we went down there to see our friend April, who, by the way, listens to the Rockcast when she's at work at the funeral home.
It's just crazy!
And we had a great time with April, but we also just happened to be in town for the spring concert featuring Asking Alexandria, August Burns Red, and We Came as Romans.
Who's that?
As you know, I'm a big Asking Alexandria fan, and they were awesome. And they played most of the new album and a lot of my favorite songs off of the earlier CDs. However, I probably shouldn't say this, but I hated August Burns Red. Just a lot of chaotic mayhem without any songs or melody, and I just thought they sucked ass.
You're mean.
But it's okay, because our favorite band of the night was We Came as Romans. And here lately, I've been listening to a CD that they put out last year called Tracing Back Roots. Lindsay's been raving about this for the last year, and now I'm totally digging it. Close my Yeah, if you're like me and you like this kind of stuff, be sure to check out Tracing Back Roots by We Came as Romans. It's definitely got a certain amount of heaviness to it, but a lot of sweet melodies and some nice lyrical content. Yeah, And now what you've all been waiting for, it's the finals of the top 10 playoffs.
Whoop-dee-doo.
And this year we've got Jimmy G from Chicago with his random things that he's been thinking against Greg Skipton and his top 10 douche rock bands. And before I announce the winner, let me just say that both of these guys worked very hard on their lists, as far as I know. They are both very deserving, and there are no losers.
Really?
Well, actually, one of them will lose, but they both did a great job. That's what I'm trying to say.
Whatever.
Greg's list brought new meaning to the word douchey. And Jimmy, well, he thinks Barack Obama has done a horrible job, that Heart was a great band, and that Loserville was freaking awesome. So as you can see, it's a close matchup and a hard decision, but the winner of this year's top 10 playoffs is... Jimmy G from Chicago. Well, congratulations, Jimmy. And you, my friend, have won an amazing prize package.
The contents of the amazing prize package will be determined shortly before its delivery. All contestants will have the right to refuse the amazing prize package based on the fact that it may or may not be all that amazing. If upon receiving the amazing prize package, you experience high blood pressure, dizziness, or nausea, please consult a physician. Symptoms may be the result of complete and utter disappointment.
Thanks to everybody who sent me a list this year. I'll be starting a brand new season on the next episode, so keep sending them. So that's the top 10 playoffs, and that's always fun. But I'll be announcing a brand new contest in just a few minutes. But first, let's quickly do some rock news. And first up is some sad news, and it's that the singer from Gwar has died. He was known as Odorous Urungus, and I really hated to hear that because I'd never seen Gwar live. And from everything I'd seen and heard, the guy was very creative, very hilarious, and that is really a shame.
You know what? That's enough. This is depressing.
In less tragic news, Duff McKagan may be joining Guns N' Roses to do some dates in South America. And from what I understand, it's because Tommy Stinson may be going to do some dates with the Replacements, which would be cool.
Nobody cares.
Of course, I love the summer concerts, and this summer Avenged Sevenfold and Korn will be headlining the Mayhem Festival. Also on that bill will be Asking Alexandria and Trivium, as well as a slew of heavy, heavy bands like Cannibal Corpse and stuff like that.
Hardcore evil.
Also hitting the road in July will be Ted Nugent with the Shut Up and Jam Tour, and I'd love to see that. But here's one I don't want to see. It's the Seven Dust Acoustic Tour.
No one wants that.
Yeah, what a great idea. Let's take away the only thing good about Seven Dust. They're really heavy riffs. And let's just strip it all down and expose the fact that their songs aren't very good.
Hey! That is uncalled for.
But speaking of songs, 3 Days Grace just released a new single with their new singer. And his name is apparently Matt Walst. And as you recall, I said a while back that I thought it would be impossible for 3 Days Grace to replace their singer. That guy had such a recognizable signature sound. And I figured they probably would never be as good and they should probably just break up. But they didn't, and they've got a new song out, so let's see what it sounds like. You know you need a fix when you fall down. You know you need to find a way to get you through another day. Let me
to hold you, never gonna let you get away. The shoulder you cry on, the toast that you die on. I can be your pain killer, killer, killer. Love me till it's all over, over. Cause I'm the shoulder you cry on, the toast that you die on. I can be your pain killer, killer, killer.
Well, as you can clearly hear, they kind of still sound like 3 Days Grace.
Yeah.
And it actually sounds pretty good, so what do I know?
Nothing!
But the name of the song is called Painkiller, and once again, if I wrote a song called Painkiller, everyone would say, hey, stupid, Judas Priest already wrote a song called Painkiller.
Moron.
But 3 Days Grace does it, and it'll probably be a big hit. But whatever, that's the way it goes in the world of rock, and that is your rock news. Well, that's gonna do it, my friends. But before I go, how about I tell you about a new contest here on the Rockcast?
Nope, not interested.
In addition to you sending me your top tens, I want to start a battle of the bands where you send me your MP3s of your songs. But like always, I will decide what gets played on the show, and I will decide who wins.
You jerk!
But here's the rules, and listen closely. I only want one song from each person. I don't need you sending me a whole album of stuff. Just send me your best song. I don't care if it's a demo or an acoustic song, or if it's a studio quality masterpiece. Just send me the best you've got.
Why should I?
I also don't care when it was recorded. This could be one of your high school bands you were in. Or it could be something you've just done recently. I don't care. Just send me what you got and we'll see what happens. I really don't know if this is gonna work or not. It may be a huge flop.
That's probably right.
But hopefully it'll be fun. And you've probably been saying for years, you know, Monty, I've written stuff that's better than the songs you play on your show.
That's right.
Well, here's your chance to prove it. So send me those MP3s and let the battling begin.
It's gonna be brutal.
I'm gonna play you one last song, and yeah, it's one of those songs that you probably think you could do better than. And you would be wrong, because once again, it's from We Came as Romans.
Good God.
I hope you love it as much as I do, but if you don't, well, it didn't cost you anything.
Thank God for that.
But that's gonna do it for me for now. So until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on. This has been Monty's Rockcast.
The end.